This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Faggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, we might have a surprise. Deshaun Watson might speak today, or he might not. Was supposed to happen yesterday, didn't. Might happen today. If it does happen, we'll have it for you right here live on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, and Brandon Scott in for John Lopez. It is Deshaun Watson week. Let's not waste any time, B. Scott. I don't care how you're doing. I really don't care. Let's just get right into it. I don't mean it like that. Who cares?
Before we get into it, let me ask, which one would surprise you? Because you said we might have a surprise. Would it surprise you if he talked?
I think he's going to speak because they're going to try to say, oh, see, nothing to see here. No big deal.
All right.
I think he's going to speak. You think he's going to speak?
I think he's going to speak. He needs to speak and doesn't want it to be the post game to be the first time that he speaks. So it's got to be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he speaks today, and
today
I think we hear
sense.
It right here on Sports Radio 610, and we'll know very, very shortly. And speaking of that guy, Deshaun Watson. I said this earlier this week when we were in pre-show preparing for the show this morning. You said the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Which is usually the recipe for a pretty good discussion.
Yeah.
I have gotten to a point where as time has passed, as the trade has been made, I can look back at the Deshaun Watson era in Houston somewhat fondly. I can look at it somewhat fondly. You, on the other hand, do not.
No, I do not. The only thing that I look on fondly or reflect upon fondly is the fact that you got those picks. Like, if we want to just isolate it to that, we can look upon that fondly. But the way that it ended with Deshaun, like, I don't see how, like, you can have these moments that were positive and that you reflect on fondly, like a specific moment, the Buffalo game, the Oakland game, or I should say the Raiders game earlier in that year, the week eight. When he got kicked in the eye. Like, he's had the rookie year, that run that he went on in his rookie year before he got injured. Like, there are moments, obviously. I think you mentioned him getting drafted. That was a big night. Like, all of that are individual moments to look upon fondly or reflect on fondly. But the overall experience itself, like, you cannot separate the ending and just all of the drama with that, with the entire experience. Like, to me, from the trade request, and you were early on this, Landry, to be honest, like talking about not the trade request part, but like how things were sort of starting to change with him a little bit. Like, when you think about that, the trade request, the no trade clause, and then the off field stuff on top of it. Like, to me, the whole reason why Deshaun Watson did not play in 2021 were all of his doing one way or another. It was either because he didn't want to, because he wanted to be traded, or because you couldn't play him because he was unplayable, because you couldn't market him and put him, you know, in a program or on the stadium or in a commercial because of his name and what was going on. So one way or another, I felt like he was sabotaging his way or his time in Houston and his legacy in Houston just based off of 2021 alone.
I agree with all that. I'm not saying that it went great. I'm not saying that it's ideal to have things go the way that Deshaun Watson, his era in Houston went. All I'll say is this. Deshaun Watson no longer being a member of the Houston Texans, is a result of the Texans' sins of the past.
Yeah.
Functioning the way that they functioned as an organization. And all the silliness that we witnessed. So regardless of what happened off the field, regardless of the allegations, what did or didn't happen, you can make a case that had that not happened, the Texans would look even worse. And I know some people look at Deshaun Watson now and say, I don't want anything to do with that guy. And if you feel that way, I'm not going to knock you. I'm not going to question you. But if the allegations had never happened, what would have happened is Deshaun Watson would have left Houston, and the only reason that he would have left Houston is because this organization functioned like one of the worst organizations in sports and the worst organization in the NFL, and your franchise quarterback wanted nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So when I look at that, I have an appreciation for the greatness of Deshaun Watson, and I also have an appreciation that there's at least some sort of consequence that the Houston Texans had to suffer the consequence of what they were doing, allowing Bill O'Brien to tear things down, allowing Jack Easterby to come in here and do this. So I look at it fondly, and I'm able to separate just the way that it's not ideal, but it was the reality of the situation. It would be a lot harder and a lot more frustrating for me personally, and I want good things for the Texans, to see Deshaun Watson stay here with Jack Easterby still lurking around and the same old stuff happening, being a victim of the way in which this organization was functioning. So that's why I can look at it and say, all right, I appreciate everything he brought. I appreciate the opportunity he brought. But unfortunately, the Texans were not able to function like a quality organization and surround their quarterback in a nice, healthy atmosphere that is conducive to his success. So I look at it as almost the consequence of their own actions. See, and I think they deserved it.
And see, I don't disagree with any of that. I think that that's nuance that I can appreciate. And if you have been around and have been following it, you understand everything that you just said. Like all of that, I'm not going to disagree with any of that. But to me, I think if you're talking about an emotional connection, and that's what this really comes down to, like what's your emotional connection to Deshaun Watson and his experience here? I feel like some of that nuance can be thrown out the window a little bit. I'm not saying that it's not true.
No, for sure. I'm not saying what I think is right.
Yeah,
and no, I'm not. So don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking how anyone feels. And there's so many layers to this Deshaun Watson thing. I'm just speaking for me personally.
Yeah, but so just to, I hate the term devil's advocate, but you don't understand what I'm saying here. Allow me to
play devil's advocate.
But if you want to take a Texans perspective, or if you want to make it super Texan centric and just make it all about being a Texans fan, if you were to do that, you could still say, all right, Deshaun Watson signed that contract in 2020, and
true,
in the summer of 2020, already knowing that DeAndre Hopkins had been traded, already knowing that King Bill and Jack were the supposed power tandem at the time, he understood all of that, signed the contract, which was smart. He's supposed to sign the contract. I'm not killing him for signing the contract, but he signs that contract. It goes south like a lot of people maybe expected it to do in 2020, but really even then, you're only talking about, this is a Texan-centric perspective here, you're only talking about one bad year, one down year. You're still just 1 year removed from being in the postseason, having a shot against the Kansas City Chiefs, blowing the 24-0 lead, all of that. I could see from a Texans perspective saying, okay, Deshaun Watson signed this contract. The contract extension itself hasn't even kicked in yet.
Yeah.
And he has one bad year, and he bails. Bails on the franchise, and not only does he bail, but he's able to use that to leverage his way into failing up. Like he used his individual success and the Texans' failure as a way to leverage his way out of here.
Right.
You know, between the fact that they were bad, the fact that they were dysfunctional, everything that you laid out, then the no trade clause to sort of hold the process hostage a little bit and dictate where he goes. He was able to capitalize off of the Texans' failures and his simultaneous success in a way that, from a Texan-centric perspective, seems a little bit exploitative, or like you were taking advantage of the situation.
Right, and that's 100% true, and that's a good way to look at it. If you are a Texans fan, yeah, he did sign the contract. He went up there, he cried. You had Jack Easterby up there. He pounded the table for Bill O'Brien. He said he wanted this, that.
All of this nuance makes it complicated.
Yeah. And the way in which he acted after he signed the contract was a little bit different. Like, there was just a completely different vibe. He went from the guy who's given his cafeteria, his check to cafeteria workers, to the guy who was saying eliminate 9-to-5ers. And there was kind of like a, there was a different feel. And we discussed it on this show. So there was a little bit of a different feel, and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. The one thing I do look at with Deshaun Watson and James Harden didn't, you can't say this about James Harden. You can't say this about a lot of people that forced their way out. Is the one thing about Deshaun Watson that I can say is when he stepped between those lines, there was never, ever a time where, A, I didn't feel like the team had a chance.
Ooh,
and, B, I didn't feel like he ever did anything other than give you 110%.
Yeah.
And really like 150%. I mean, the guy took a bus to Jacksonville just so that he could play. He didn't have to do that.
What was it, a punctured lung or something like that?
Yeah, he didn't have to do that. He took a damn bus to Jacksonville.
No, he's a baller.
He constantly played hurt, and I can appreciate that. I can appreciate at least the joy that I felt when Deshaun Watson was here.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too, but I think that also kind of speaks to the thing that you would be salty about. Like, I'm not ultimately salty about how this whole thing turned out, because like you said and like we mentioned at the top of the segment, you got the picks, you're able to reset your franchise, reset your roster in a proper way. I'm good with it. But yeah, no, I it's hard to have been at every home game the last couple of years, in 2021 and 2022, and we can even throw 2020 in there when Deshaun was here. But it's hard to watch how bad specifically the football has been when they've gone through this cycle of, you know, Tyrod, Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, whatever it is, these last couple of years, and not long for the day when you had a quarterback like that, for sure.
The other thing, though, that I think is important is, I think a lot of times, and what was the line that I would use, Fig? I would say Deshaun saves all butts or something like that. Deshaun saves all butts. I think he was the lipstick on a pig of the organization. I think he was a lipstick on a pig. And I think if Deshaun Watson had stayed here with Jack Easterby here doing the stuff that he was doing and stuff, I don't think you ever reached that ultimate goal. And obviously you're a lot further from that goal without Deshaun Watson than you would have been with him.
Yeah.
But I'm actually kind of grateful that Deshaun Watson at least shed some sort of accountability to what was going on instead of just being the lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
Because when you're the lipstick on a pig for too long, who knows what happens? Sometimes you just look back and you blink, and the guy's 34 years old. He's never won a Super Bowl, and you've just sat there winning division title every once in a while, winning a game. But you're not going to reach that ultimate goal. Or you're Andrew Luck, and you're basically having to eat supper out of a straw for a few years, and then by the time you're 29, you're just so physically and mentally worn out, you end up retiring and setting your franchise back too. Like, I actually think Deshaun Watson kind of did the city a little bit of a favor by at least in some way, shape, or form. And I know it took him a while to punt on Jack, but in some way, shape, or form, Deshaun Watson, and if you're one of the people who was saying Bill O'Brien is holding back Deshaun Watson, what the hell is going on, then I don't think this should be too hard for you now that time has passed to look at it. But he at least held them accountable somewhat and gave them some serious consequences for the way in which they were doing things. And look, we're far away from getting to where we want to get, but maybe we don't have that happen again as a result of Deshaun Watson somewhat holding the organization accountable.
Yeah, see, and it's hard for me to be sold on that completely because I'm not exactly and entirely sure that it's fixed.
Oh, God, that's the scary part. We'll get into that.
I'm not sure that it's
over. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone needs to be held accountable proactively.
Yeah.
You don't want it to get to that point proactively, especially with the assets that you have. But you bring up a very good point.
And also, just the preference here, because you mentioned this too, like you're glad that he kind of helped cleanse the environment, so to speak. Like, would you rather have the franchise quarterback in the toxic environment or the non-toxic environment, but not really sure if you got a franchise quarterback or where that's coming from? Like, to me, that's an interesting place to be. Like, would I almost rather have the dysfunction of Bill and Jack, or whatever it is, or Nick and Jack, or whatever it is.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Deshaun Watson, speaking of the devil, he's speaking today.
Let's do it.
Deshaun Watson is speaking today. We are going to get Deshaun Watson. What time, Figgy?
I'm not sure the order, but it should be coming down in probably the next 10 minutes.
Next 10 minutes, Deshaun Watson. How about that?
I'm not sure the order.
You know what?
Rip that damn run sheet. Hey, for real.
Rip that damn run sheet. Seriously.
Because we got some stuff to react to.
We got Deshaun Watson coming up live in probably the next hour or so, 10 minutes.
Probably in this hour.
Oh, my gosh. I do hope that he's asked, like, questions that are relevant to what's happened the last 3 months. And there's a lot. They're not easy questions. But I don't think we need to rehash the previous press conferences. How are you better now than you were before? Do you have more remorse now than before? Got to get some Houston questions in there, too.
Have you given any thought to how your actions, one way or another, changed the trajectory of two NFL franchises? You know, it has changed the entire complexion, I should say. I don't know about trajectory, because we'll see what happens with the Browns, but it has definitely changed the complexion of two NFL franchises. Like, they gave up 3 first-round picks, and no one is exactly sure what Deshaun Watson is going to be. We suspect he's going to still be good. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to be good, but we don't know for sure. And then the Texans, obviously, like, that's what we were just going over. That's what we're discussing all day, so.
They had a nobody's talking about in Cleveland that I think is interesting. I do think this is an interesting thing to bring up. How do you think he's going to like this cold weather, playing in that cold weather? Seriously, man.
No, he's not going to like it at all.
It used to be a thing with, like, Peyton Manning. There have been quarterbacks who just don't like playing in the cold. The Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, they did not like going to Lambeau Field. Deshaun Watson's a Georgia kid who played his college football in South Carolina and then was in Texas. If you've ever been anywhere close to Cleveland during the winter,
lake effect,
yo, it ain't fun.
Yeah, y'all are right there on the lake.
He originally turned down the Browns because of the weather, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what McClain said.
But then they up the ante, supposedly, you know, and so.
Money talk.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my solution. I don't know if this is realistic, or I know it's not, but this is a fun solution. What if they just froze Nick Chubb and just did the thing that they did with Captain America? Just keep him frozen and extend his life. And whatever you're playing in the cold, you just hand the ball off to Nick Chubb and just, like, extend the life expectancy on Nick Chubb. Because he is, the answer to a quarterback who does not want to throw the ball in the cold weather. Just hand the ball off to that guy.
Okay, so brought in Deshaun Watson to hand the ball off 40 times? I mean, if you got to win.
When it's cold, if he can't throw it, like, would you rather him hand the ball off 40 times or a dude that don't like to throw the ball in the cold be having to throw the ball in the cold?
I just want to hear him talk. That's all I want. I want to hear him talk.
Let's do it.
Can't wait for this. We're going to hear Deshaun Watson this hour. Brandon Scott is here. Figgy Fig is here. Going to get you the whiskey talk. And this is going to be a new format. I'm actually pumped for this. This is going to be, if you've been to a whiskey talk, this one's going to be basically just a big roundtable type discussion. You don't need the Q&A. You just walk up to us. Tell me I suck. Tell me that I said something dumb. Tell Sean you liked something that he said. It's just going to be all your friends at Sports Radio 610 going up there cussing and discussing stuff at Whiskey Talk. A chance to win every hour today on Sports Radio 610, as well as some Texas Bowl tickets. If you haven't heard the Hutopia podcast, Sean Pendergast and John McClain, as good as he's ever been, they have a mailbag episode that you do not want to miss. The Deshaun Watson mailbag episode, the Hutopia podcast, always must listen. Download it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to hear from Deshaun Watson very, very shortly. Also going to hear from Chris Moore off the practice field. In the Loop is absolutely stacked. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.